Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You guessed it. Another rip-roaring, rip-snorting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Let's get right to it. Today's topic, John Boehner is not a scientist, so he claims. So, he's not qualified to comment on global warming, or anything else for that matter. All right, let's get right to it. John Boehner and the rest of the GOP have now pivoted to the position that since they are not scientists, they will have no comment on global warming, period. How special. Let's just highlight one case in point to see the very real stark consequence of such an approach. The city of Norfolk, Virginia, the largest naval base in the world. Estimates are that given the current increase in the world's temperature due to global warming, the city of Norfolk will see ocean levels rise by 5.5 feet by the end of this century. That is Norfolk in Virginia. The Washington Mall will be underwater. Baltimore and Washington will be largely covered with ocean water. So the party of denial will bring about the overflowing of the Nile all up and down the east coast of this country. But Johnny Boy Boehner will be safely interred, that is, buried, back in Cincinnati, Ohio, well before this ever happens. Perfectly intact, I might add. Hey, folks, there are other much more pressing matters at hand, such as Benghazi and the VA scandal. So please excuse me, I'm on my way to the next watering hole for that all-important fundraiser. I guess we can only conclude that Boehner Boy can also conjecture that he is also not a political scientist, and so therefore he has no thoughts on politics in general, just pork barrel matters and raw, naked power. After all, why bother to remain Speaker of the House of Representatives while at the same time spending little or no time working on legislation or even being in session and not even bothering to bring things up for a vote unless and until there is a majority of support within your own party, the GOP, even though there might be overall support by the Dems in the House chamber to pass legislation in spite of overwhelming recalcitrance of the GOP on that side of the aisle. But never mind. God damn you, Boehner, and all of your ilk. I can categorically say here now that you will go down in history as the last GOP leader of anything. For the White House will remain off limits for any Republican, and once the House reverts back to Democratic control in 2016, or hopefully by 2014, it will stay that way. And while you might entertain thoughts of retaking the U.S. Senate in 2014, as they say in New York, forget about it. Well, thank you very much for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide. And we're here to help you get over the hump.